aren't they? Am I correct?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Then why didn't you say so in the first place? You don't have to tell me how terrible the Jews are. I know good and well that they're no good, but they've got a real powerful God. It's dangerous to start up with him.
Your Majesty, the Jews have sinned, and their God is no longer with them. They are now totally under our control.
Well, if that's the case, here, take this signet ring. You now have full authority to do what you wish with the Jews. And about the silver, keep it. You're doing me a favor by getting rid of those Jews for me.
I will summon the scribe to write up the decree immediately. As soon as it is written, I will have it dispatched to every province in the kingdom.
You know, Haman, let's celebrate with a toast.
Yes, Your Majesty. It will not be long before the Jews perish. A toast to the destruction of the Jews.
To the destruction of the Jews. Light or dark?
I like mine dark, Your Majesty. Very good.
Yes, delicious.
Haman feared that the king would change his mind. He therefore sent out the evil proclamation that very same day.
Hear ye, hear ye. The king has decreed that all Jews be killed on the 13th day of the month of Adar. All Jews, young and old, women and children are to be killed, destroyed, and exterminated on that day. Hear ye, hear ye. The king has decreed that all Jews be killed on the 13th
day. Did you hear that announcement?
Yanuti, but I can't believe it. All of a sudden, this country is turning into a nation of murderers. I'm sure most of our neighbors won't pay any attention to the decree. Hey, what do you know? Here comes our good friend, Mr. Akum and his son, Junior. Nice day outside, isn't it? Hey, Akum, it's me, your old pal Shaul.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Well, like I was saying, it's a real nice day outside, isn't it?
It'll be even nicer when we kill all you Jews.
Pipe down, Junior. Excuse me, my son and I are in a big rush.
Daddy, is he the one you said you're going to take his house after he gets killed?
Come on, son. Let's go.
Hey, Nuti, I don't know how to say this. All these years, the Nevi'im tried to get us to change. And now that Achashverosh gives his ring to Haman, we finally wake up and see the light.
Shaul, why are you crying?
Hey, Nuti, all hope is lost.
I don't know, Shaul. Don't jump to conclusions. You can't determine our fate. History shows us he is forgiving. Teshuvah Hashem did create. Though our forefathers sinned in the past, through tshuva he came to their aid. The gates of tears are never closed, even when on your neck is the blade. We can do tshuva. Sounds like Mordechai. Looks like he wants to make a speech. Come on, Shaul. Let's go here.
Dear Jewish people, come and listen to what I have to say. Dear Jewish people, precious and beloved in the eyes of our Father in heaven, do you know what's going on? Haven't you heard what's happened? Haman and the king have decreed that we be wiped off the face of the earth. We have no king to protect us. We have no prophet to pray for us. We have no place to flee. No country will save us, for the decree has been issued in every land. We are like sheep without a shepherd, like a ship without a captain, like children without a father. We have only one hope. It says in the Nevi'im about the people of Nineveh that Hashem decreed that their city be destroyed because of the many sins they had done. When Yonah informed their king, he got off his throne, removed his crown, and dressed himself in sackcloth and ashes. He personally went throughout the city and announced a period of fasting and repentance. And Hashem saw their actions, he saw their repentance, and in that merit Hashem annulled his decree, and Nineveh was saved. We must take a lesson from Nineveh. We must also fast, we must also repent, and in this merit Hashem will look at all our troubles and have mercy on us as well.
We can do tshuva!
We can do tshuva!
We can do tshuva!
We can do tshuva!
The Jews were to be killed on the 13th day of the 12th month, Adar. In each and every land there was great mourning among the Jews. Led by Mordechai HaYehudi, the Bnei Yisrael fasted and wept to their Father in heaven. Sackcloth and ashes were worn by every man. When Esther found out about this, she sent new clothes to Mordechai so he could take off his sackcloth. But Mordechai refused to accept them. Esther then summoned Hasach, one of the king's attendants, to go to Mordechai and find out what had happened and what must be done. Mordechai instructed Hasach to tell Queen Esther of the events that had transpired between Haman and Ahasuerus and of the evil decree. He said that the time had come for her to reveal her background to the king and plead before him for her people. At first, Esther was reluctant, for any man or woman who came to the king in the inner court without being summoned would be killed, without exception, unless the king stretched out his golden scepter to indicate that the person be allowed to live. Esther had not been summoned to the king for 30 days and was afraid to go on her own accord. After being pressed by Mordechai, Esther agreed to go on the condition that all the Jews of Shushan fast and pray for 3 days and three nights. Esther and her maidservants also fasted. They did not eat or drink for 3 days and three nights. This was done despite the fact that the fast had fallen on Pesach. Mordechai and Esther understood that it was better for the mitzvah of eating matzah to be abolished just this once, rather than it being abolished forever with the destruction of the Jews, chas v'shalom. Esther davened to Hashem and prepared to risk her life for her nation. A mighty wave of tshuva swept throughout Bnei Yisrael. In Shushan, Mordechai assembled all the Jews. Included among them were 12,000 Kohanim, priests. Each one held a shofar in his right hand and a Torah scroll in his left. They wept and prayed, "Lord of the universe, if you gave us the Torah, it was so that we could learn and keep it. If your people are annihilated, who will keep your Torah? Who will utter your name? Even the sun and moon will cease to shine." The Kohanim then threw themselves on their faces and cried out, "Answer us, Hashem, answer us. Let your people know that you have not abandoned your promise not to destroy us." They sounded the shofars and the people joined in their prayer. Their weeping was so great, it seemed as if it would pierce the heart of the very heavens. Mordechai also sent out letters telling the Jews in the far-flung provinces to fast for 3 days. Finally, the third day came, Esther donned royal robes and prepared to enter the king's royal chamber. There the king sat on his throne facing the door. Should he put forth his scepter as she entered, Esther would be allowed to live. Should he not put forth his scepter, Queen Esther would be executed immediately.
Hashem, please grant your maidservant favor in the eyes of Ahasuerus. Please save your children from the hands of their enemies who have risen up against them. We have no one to turn to except to you. Hashem, please don't forsake us. Now I'm at the door of the king's inner chamber. I'm about to enter without permission. Please, Hashem, save us. There he is. It's Ahasuerus. I see the madness boiling within him. He's angry that I disobeyed him and entered without permission. He looks...